Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Humans, after 12 years, we have parted ways with the corporate networks. We are taking it to the next level with our own independent platform, ImprovForHumans.com. We're not just continuing the show. We have created a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, Brett, and all the guests that you love so much from Improv for Humans, along with a ton of new exclusive podcasts and content. Not only will you still find new ad-supported episodes available free every week, as always, but now, with our new Rule of Four subscription, only $40 for a year, $4 a month, you get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scene. Exclusive access to the entire back catalog. That's over 600 episodes, all ad-free. 4 brand new improv education podcasts I call Professor Besser, where I will break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from the members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft with other improv experts. Have you heard me talk with Will Hines and Ian Roberts yet? And I have also uploaded my vault of VHS tapes from the Stone Ages, the 90s, the early aughts, featuring tons of never seen footage, as well as what I believe to be the greatest comedy movies that I will share with you with other guests. Sketches, performances, stand-up bits. Wait till you see this all on Professor Besser. Plus, I have this whole other feed, the best taste in the universe, where I deep dive with guests on music and sci-fi. On that, just whole separate feed, but it's all part of the Rule of Four subscription. Plus, you get all 4 of our premium limited series Brett and I made with all-star casts, including Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, The States of Perfection, and Besser versus the Audience. And for the first time ever, all of our content can be listened to virtually any podcast app. Gone are the days of needing separate apps to get all this stuff. The sign-up process could not be easier. It just takes one step, one tap to import each of our feeds into your app, and then you can just listen like any other show. All this for $4 a month individually, or $40 for an entire year. That's 2 months of savings. Humans, $40 for 1 year right now. Humans, you know, leaving the corporate network I mentioned earlier, that makes producing a podcast with 3 paid guests not as easy, but it is a labor of love for Brett and I. By subscribing, not only are you allowing us to make new episodes, you're supporting our ensemble and empowering all sorts of new content that's already up for you to take a taste of. Just for $4, go taste it, humans. If nothing else, you won't have to hear this message again. So go to improvforhumans.com and sign up now.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests.
Amon, Betsy, welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That is me. That's Skinny Lister bringing us in.
I like it.
I'm going to be seeing them at South by Southwest, and former guest of I4H, Frank Turner's going to be there, Brett.
Oh, cool.
I read about something. I don't know if there's video footage you can find, Brett. I've read about it a couple of times now. about this Willy Wonka immersive.
Oh,
so what have you heard, Betsy? Oh.
I haven't heard much. I only have seen like now memes from it, but like in Glasgow, right? Like an immersive event that was just awful looking.
It was all 100% AI created. Like the poster was all just AI, like just nonsense words. And then it drew people to this thing based on AI pictures. And then
so you look at this AI image that looks like, holy shit, this fantastic land that even the movie Willy Wonka didn't even create. Like, it's better than the movie, like this land. And you see, you're like, holy shit, I'd love to walk my kid through that land. And you show up and there's like these cardboard cutouts of candy. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like in a weird warehouse. It's like, there's like one, this is what I've seen the most of, was like a grumpy Oompa Loompa lady, like just kind of resting on a counter.
My favorite is that her,
does she
like
have on orange makeup?
Yeah, I think, or like definitely a green wig. Like,
she's part of the way. She's doing her makeup.
Yeah, she's on her way doing her makeup.
You put on that fucking orange makeup. I'm gonna fucking. All right, we got customers. We got customers. Get the chocolate river going.
I think, come on, honey, this way. Okay, I think
you
this
guys
is
here
part of
for
it.
The immersive.
Yeah, we are. We're really excited.
Take off your shoes.
Super excited.
There's a chocolate river.
Whoa, and we get to stick our feet in it. Okay.
In the chocolate river? Okay. I mean, babe, the images online looked incredible. So
hold on, let me get in a golf cart, come over to you.
Okay.
Yeah, he's so far away. Let's see.
I know. Honey, I think tonight is what's
stay away from those barrels. They have bad stuff in it.
Okay.
People
thank
who had
you.
This warehouse before us.
Okay, oh, thank okay. you.
Sure, for sure.
Honey, I think tonight.
Whoa, don't go near that grate.
Oh, God, sorry.
Just stay in that spot you're in.
Okay.
I'll be over in a second. This thing doesn't go too fast.
Yeah, it feels like it's like going backwards.
Yeah.
We could just walk to you.
Storage hangar used to store World War One airplanes.
Yeah, maybe.
And the gasoline.
Maybe you can tell that when you're closer to us, and then it would be we could really hear it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, keep coming, honey.
Yes.
I think tonight this experience is gonna be what saves our marriage,
babe. We're putting so much on this, and I think it's all that's going to work.
Yes.
Because we both love...
Hi there!
Willy Wonka. Yeah, hey!
Hi!
Oh, I just heard that. You both love Willy Wonka?
We love Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka, yes.
Okay,
yes.
He's not here yet. I just want to tell you that right away.
Okay. Hey, that's pretty appropriate, right? Doesn't he always come late?
But he's not going to be doing a somersault with a cane anytime soon. Okay. Not today, in fact.
Well, are you setting the expectations low sort of thing?
No, I just want to make sure that, because I just got the phone with him, and he's in a bit of a legal altercation, tie-up.
Okay, well, so there are no phones in the actual movie, so I think this might be real, what he's telling us, babe.
Oh, yeah,
you're not immersed yet. I am no character. I'm just trying to...
Oh, I was wondering.
You guys are the first ones to come today.
You're not that one dude who wants to buy the recipe Slugworth or something?
Yeah.
Hey!
I'm sorry. You are so tall. You are so tall and kind of creepy looking.
I do dress just like him. That is true. Yes. I haven't thought about that. And I do the same hat.
Yeah. Well, I think that's fine. I imagine we're not.
My name is Smudge Parth, too, but it's not Sludgeworth.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
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 I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, we're
I'm sorry. More behind the scenes.
Babe.
Like the Wizard of Oz, but I'm not him either.
What is it? What is it?
Babe, I just doesn't feel like it's going well right now. Like, I feel like you're getting in a fight with the employee right now, and I don't know.
Honey,
hold on. The Oompa Loompas will be here any second.
Oh, fine.
I just was talking to one of them.
Great. Okay. Oompa Loompas. Yeah. Hey, we love that.
We love that. Oompa Loompas. We love Oompa Loompas.
We love Oompa Loompas.
Honey, this is what our therapist was talking about of you giving up on everything immediately. Okay. So we got to just keep pushing through. We love Willy Wonka. Mm-hmm. And this night and this event is going to be what saves our marriage.
Okay, dude. Okay.
Okay. There they are. Just do the fucking song at the very least.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's using a lot of curse words for Willy Wonka.
Loompa, doompity doo. Yeah, that's all I got.
Oh. Ooh,
kind of gave up.
You guys want to see the chocolate river?
I mean, we
took our shoes off.
Yeah. All right. Get in the golf cart.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Here we go. We're going into the immersion.
Okay. Here we go, honey. This is it. Okay.
You know, they used to store World War II or no one aircraft in here and the oil. They'd take the oil out in here.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah. What? Smutworth told us that just like a little bit ago.
Yeah.
And
what did they do with all this stuff?
Well, they take all the oil and they would drain it into this ditch. And, well, you'll see it soon enough.
Wait, what?
Wait a second. Oh, well. This is fun. We're having fun.
All right, here we are. The Jackal River.
Oh, God. Oh,
Oh my God. I have another riddle for you. What is black and flows like doo-doo?
Oh.
What's black? That's all I got.
What's black?
Okay.
We can put it together and figure this one out.
Yeah, we can figure this out. Yeah.
All right.
I was going to say poop, but if it flows like doo-doo, then that can't be poop.
Yeah, it's not chocolate, so don't try to eat that stuff.
Oh, Jesus, I put my foot in here. What is this? What is this shit? What? Oh
my God, honey, toxic. Your foot.
You don't want to get near that.
Oh God.
Oh,
babe. Yeah, like that's the oil from those aircraft I was telling you about.
It's burning. The skin's burning off, and then I can see some of my bones.
Oh my God, honey. Yeah, I can see it. Here. Ooh, let me try to put it out.
No, babe, you're not a doctor.
All right, here's a towel. See, this is fun, just like what happened when that girl turned into a blueberry. It was your fault that happened. Your fault.
What?
It's my fault. We didn't sign a single.
That's what Willy Wonka's all about, motherfucker.
You go to places,
you look at things, you do something you shouldn't, and you learn a fucking lesson.
We haven't done anything we shouldn't, though.
You stuck your fucking foot in a river of oil.
Can we please leave? Can we please leave? We don't even need a refund.
Find your own way out.
What?
No, don't golf cart away from us. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God, honey.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, honey. Welcome. The river's getting higher. What do we do?
Babe, I feel like I stuck my foot in already.
Yeah.
I've never done something for you in our entire marriage, entire 16
you haven't.
Years we've been together. If one of us can get out, then it should be you.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All
of a sudden, they notice these bubbles. Huh? Like these bubbles rising to the top of this hangar that's coming out of the oil. And they see an exit through the through the top of the hangar. If they
we could get out that way.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
We could get out that way.
We could both make it out.
Okay. I'm going to rip off some of this cardboard candy and we can make a little raft. We can make a little raft out of this. This is so shitty. This was so shitty.
The
we
worst
paid
experience.
$200 a person.
$200 a person plus crazy ticket fees and taxes.
Crazy ticket fees.
They sold it on a site that concerts go up on. Come on, babe. Okay, let's do this.
We cut to them later. They're like just having the best sex they've had in years in a local motel.
Shut up! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Honey, this is it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery
starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Let's talk some more about that.
Betsy, you've traveled the world. Not that Iman hasn't, but I know by your IG, you are always going somewhere. Have you ever gone to, you've seen something on Instagram? Maybe it wasn't AI that tricked you, but there was something about you're like, oh, that looks so, like I got fooled in Hawaii with water slides, but I've already told that story, but have this you been good. Fooled by something from afar and you got there like, what the fuck?
You know what? There have been some times where it's like haunted houses, you know, where they have like a lot of, Instagram or like social talk about them. And then you show up and you're just kind of like, what? That, like, there was one I went into and I walked into a room and one of the people who was supposed to scare you was just like drinking a Sprite.
Oh, this isn't a legit haunted house. This is a Halloween haunted house.
This is like, yeah, this is a Halloween haunted house, like a haunt.
So it's low effort.
This one was, but like people were praising it and being like, this is really awesome. You got to go. And we went and it was a little like, what? Okay. And like people on their phones who are supposed to be scaring you, just kind of stuff like that.
The being on the phone thing is so nuts these days. Like some people like kids, it's like get off your phone. It's like the almost like their hand is separate from their head and can't stop being on the fucking phone.
Yeah.
I went to when I went back to Denver to go visit some family. I had to do the obligatory like, oh, go visit the little ones in the family now. And all the parents being like, oh, ask them on about LA. These kids don't care about me at all. they were doing the old, there was one of my cousins. She was, had to be, I don't know, like 3-4 years old on an iPad, 2 centimeters from her face, scrolling the entire time.
Like, you can't read. What are you scrolling for?
Yeah, exactly. It was insane. She was scrolling so
pictures.
Much. She was scrolling videos, like almost like a TikTok for kids kind of situation. And it was the rate at which she was absorbing all that media. I was like, and then the minute her dad tried to take it away, oh my God, forget about it. It was turned into a tantrum. It turned into a war where even the other family members were like, just give the iPad to the kid.
Uncle of mine, Dad told me I have to apologize to you about something.
Oh, yeah, John. Yeah, little Johnny, come on in.
You know, you're one of my, and I say this and I mean this, my dad didn't have to make me say this part, that you're my favorite uncle.
Aww.
And I think it's cool that you live in where they used to make comedy, I guess you guys called it back in the day. And I think that's cool. That must have been cool.
Used to kind of hurts because I'm hoping to keep working. But
that's not my point. That.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I'm always scrolling when you're telling your stories. You guys called it Hollywood, right? Hollywood.
Yeah, no, I think, yeah, it's still called Hollywood. It's not just like it's not a dying anything. It's just.
Is that one word or two words?
Hollywood?
Yeah.
It's one word. In fact, I can write it out for you if you'd like. Maybe we can. This is the most FaceTime I've ever.
I don't think we have a pencil or pen in this house.
You must have a pencil or pen in this house. That's not an outdated piece of technology yet. It can't be.
I can't think of a reason for it. Like to jab someone in the eye, I guess, in an emergency.
No. A pen and a pencil. Yeah, no, that's like.
A pen and a pencil. That sounds redundant.
No. Okay.
Anyway, hey, I want to get to my apology. The reason I scroll is because my generation, the amount of stories I can take in scrolling in the time you tell one story, mm-hmm. I think would, well, I don't be rude.
Sure.
Boggle your mind. Like I can take in around 100 stories in the time you talk about how great the word Hollywood is, because it's one word and you'd like to write it down.
Well, Johnny, I wasn't even beginning a story. I was just telling you a fact about Hollywood. And I can tell you stories, but listen, the art of verbal storytelling goes back
scroll.
Are you on your iPad right now?
Part of me is, but I hear you.
No, this kind of takes away. You see how this takes away from the apology, Johnny? Because you came in to talk to me.
A good part of me right now is focused on you, Uncle. But I'm still, as I'm reading amazing stories, watching funny videos.
Okay, this is infuriating. Okay.
Watching people talk about Shane Gillis on SNL.
Okay.
And then SNL. Watch people talk about that. Those people.
Oh, you're watching.
Clips of that. Only you're clips watching of it.
Meta commentary on SNL. Okay, well, SNL is a TV show, not necessarily made in Hollywood, but it's a TV show Could you please stop? I feel like I'm competing with this iPad. Could you please?
Okay, let's just put it down because it's hard for it to be in my hand and not scroll.
Yeah.
It's like it's hard for you to talk without moving your lips.
It's hard for anyone to talk without moving their lips, okay? It's not a me thing. Johnny? I was your biggest ally when your dad was saying, you know, you should be punished. I said, no, you're a kid, let them be. And right now, Johnny, you're really hurting an adult's feelings right now. So you just need to, because you're denigrating everything I do.
And okay. I agree to listen to one of your stories at the dinner table tonight without scrolling.
That's a good start. That's a great start. And I think you'll ask for another after you hear it. I think you'll enjoy it.
That's a good one. You are funny, Uncle A. We cut to dinner later that night. Can I go to my room? So can Uncle A just tell his story so I can just go talk to my friends on different platforms at the same time?
Sure, Johnny. Do you mind telling a story?
Well, I mean, it's a bit of a dry run. I was hoping to warm into a story naturally, but sure.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Oh, organically, we'll be here all night.
What do you need to get?
This is
what
human.
Do you need? Okay. How's the weather in Hollywood?
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. Thanks for asking. The weather in Hollywood is very nice right now. It's very nice, although we received some rain. We received so much rain these past few weeks.
We cut to his nephew's face, and it's just, it looks like he's having flop sweat and anxiety and boredom all at the same time.
Content.
We go back to full, our normal speed.
And it's hard. It's hard for productions to get started because, you know, because the Senate's a strike and the whole thing. It's like,
Don't start talking about the strike. That's a whole other story. Mom, that's a new story if he starts talking about the strike again.
I want to hear about the strike.
Oh, no, come on. Those stories are so boring.
You haven't heard the story yet, Johnny. It could be pretty good. And you could want another one after.
This isn't fair!
Oh, Jesus.
Johnny. This isn't fair!
Johnny! What?
None of my friends, after listening to two boring stories in a row without scrolling.
Whoa.
None of my friends.
Johnny, you can handle it.
Hey, sis, permission what? To yell at your kid?
Permission granted.
Yeah, okay. Johnny, you ungrateful piece of shit. Listen here, okay? This is why your brains are infected. You can't sit down for 1 minute and listen. We're trying to help you.
Okay, Uncle A, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Tell your story.
Whoa.
It worked.
Okay, yeah. Wow, he sat down.
Whoa.
Okay.
He's turning the iPad off.
Yeah.
And Amon starts in this amazing, great story about him running into Drew Carey on the picket line and Amon buying Drew Carey lunch.
And he
reaches the end of that story and the whole family is enthralled.
Wow.
And he went, wow, if I could reward you 1,000 points, I would.
Oh my God. That is incredible.
Yeah.
Are you going to write a movie about that or something?
That could be a movie. That could be a whole TV series.
I got the next door neighbor into it too.
Yes.
How rapt your attention is right now? I think I might turn it into a TV series.
Wow. Johnny, what do you think?
I videotaped that story and edited it into clips and put it out onto many platforms. Uncle A.
Huh?
You are so huge on Threads right now.
I
respect you.
Oh, okay, because I didn't know what that meant.
That means I respect you.
Wow.
What? So you're telling me that everything I've done so far is actually resonating with people online?
Well, clips of it. I don't know if anyone's seen the whole thing together. And they're editing your face and altering it with AI and putting weird filters on your voice.
What? So
scoring it with songs from the Barbie movie.
No.
And Beyonce's new country song. But it's you. What you had to say, too.
Okay, but they're not. At least they're not making a mockery of me. That's the one thing I don't want is for anyone to make a mockery of me.
I thought you were a comedian. Huh? You make comedy, right?
Yeah, it's satirical, though. I make fun of other people.
Let's talk some more about that.
Humans, something that was said. Oh, him talking about his, are they nephews? Nieces, is that what you said?
Cousins? Cousins, yeah.
Yeah, the scrolling of the TikTok and my daughter, she's on the, we don't let her on TikTok directly, but TikTok videos make it onto kids' YouTube. And I'm not sure how.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's controlled, but so far so good as far as like offensive material, but there's definitely plenty of just dumb shit. Completely fucking dumb shit. Stupid crap. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I can say any less of it.
Has she started quoting it like it's what is, or using it as a reference to stuff? You know, like, well, I heard on TikTok that this,
Right.
Because I have friends who do that.
More so with music, like, not with.
Okay.
She can quote a ton of songs. And it's funny, like, I was playing a song just that I liked, and she's like, and she knew the words soon. She started singing along, and I was like, and I said, you know this song? And she goes, I know a part of this song.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
How funny is that?
Yes.
I know a part of this song.
And sometimes
that's
so the song
fucking weird.
It is weird. And I've had that experience too, where just on TikTok or something else, hearing clips of songs that I don't know. Yes. And then you hear the original song and you, if for me, I'm like impatient to get to the part I know.
Yes. I'm like, yes.
Let's get to
that fun thing that I've seen.
A guy and his girlfriend go up to the DJ. All right, honey, come on. Come here.
Okay.
We'll both talk to him. Excuse me, DJ.
Yeah. What's up?
DJ, hey, buddy, here's a sawbuck for you.
Oh, you are so smooth, honey. Yeah.
Do you mind getting to my honey's favorite part of this song? Kind of doing, hitting the old speed-a-rooney fast forward on a part of this song to get to my honey's favorite part.
Please, I only know one part of this song and I want to look cool in front of people and sing it loud.
Oh, okay. So this song that I'm playing right now is your favorite song.
No.
Oh, okay. So you want a song request?
No. You were almost at it. The part she loves.
We're almost at the part she.
Yeah, but she wants to fast forward to it. You know, let's just get to it. Here you go. Here's a fiver.
Wow, a fiver. Wow, honey. A fiver. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. You really take care of me.
Yeah. So, Mr. DJ, can you maybe a little fast forward? Do you know where it is in the song, honey?
We have to keep going. It's almost time.
Okay. Yeah, but she didn't have patience to wait. So, if you don't mind.
Please skip ahead.
Listen, you both are the only. It's the reception is just getting started. You both are the only two kind of making this request, and I barely get tips, so I appreciate the tips. I can play a song for you if you let me know what song it is. As far as a part, a songs are only 2-3 minutes.
This song is, I think, around almost four minutes.
Yeah, it's so long before my favorite part of the song.
I remember it's like 3:45 into the song.
I think
3:45, and so really close to the end of the song. You just want to listen to.
If you just pop to the end. Here's, look. I'm gonna put a little. Little George Washington on top of this.
Honey, $6? Oh my God, you love me. Oh my God, $6?
You don't mind skedaddling to the part.
Oh.
Hey, I love how much you both are into this. I love this dynamic. It's very healthy. If you don't mind stepping out of the DJ booth and just handing me the money, that's totally
Please
fine.
Please just get to the song, the part of the song I like.
She hates this part of the song.
I hate this whole chunk of the song. Please get to the part I like.
So he tries to do it because he has all that cash, but then he skips past the part of the song she likes and just gets the tail end of it. Oh, that was the end.
That was the end of the part I like.
Yeah, it's really hard to fast forward a song. You have to understand that, right? This is crazy.
I paid you good money, buddy.
Yeah, $6. You know what $6 can get you?
Please tell me, ma'am.
My game's 16.
Oh, you gave $16.
Put a fiver on top of a sawbuck.
I didn't even know. Oh my God.
Play the song again
and get to the good part, please.
Okay, but I'm getting a request right now from the bride and groom to be.
Who gives a shit?
Excuse me.
They're not gonna last. We all know it. Can get to the cool part.
She fucks everybody in this goddamn town.
Yeah.
Song again.
She had sex with both of us on different nights.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Can we close the bar down? It feels like these two. Okay, I'm sorry.
We're sober.
What makes you think we're drunk? I'm paying you good money just to go to a certain part of the song that's good, that everyone would enjoy more than the boring. And what's up with you playing all the boring parts of all these songs?
These are classic good songs. These are classic songs. Hey, don't denigrate my career right now. This is
people
I love
only
this
like
job.
Put a ring on it. Just that part of the song.
Just what, 3 minutes and 45 seconds into put a ring on it? That's the only part they want to hear?
Just put a ring on it. That's the only part we want to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. I'm going to play that part one last time, and then both of you need to leave this DJ area, and I can do my thing. I got this. Trust me, you'll be dancing.
I don't know if you do.
I don't think you understand the good parts of songs.
Right. Because earlier tonight, you lowered the Spice Girls song at the best part to introduce the bride and groom. You lowered it down to introduce them, and it's like, but we love that part of the song.
Yeah.
Did you two come here to listen to parts of songs, or did you come for the wedding?
I do sometimes when I'm anywhere, block out the parts of songs I don't like, and then time it to where I release my hands from my ears at the good parts, if that's what you're saying.
We did it also for the ceremony, too. We only like the best part of the ceremony, which is the moment of if somebody objects or not.
Yeah, I love that part.
Love that part.
And you told them to fast forward to that part?
Yes.
And they
were screaming the whole time, and they did not.
Yeah, no, of course they did not. This is a wedding. It's not about you two. It's about the two that are getting married. And I'm sorry to say this. I'm going to play really good songs, and you can do your
thing. You got Rock Lobster, right? And this is the last song I'm going to skip. You got Rock Lobster.
We love Rock Lobster. And that is
That is not a 3 minute song, my man. That's long. That's not even a 4 minute song, my friend. I'm going to introduce you to Abraham Lincoln right here. Okay.
Honey, Abraham Lincoln. What are we at now? $21?
Yes.
You treat me so good.
This is Abraham Lincoln telling you the truth because he...
okay. Listen,
he's not a liar.
Washington.
Fine. Fuck it. I don't care anymore. Rock Lobster.
I want you to go to the part of Rock Lobster where Fred Schneider and only Fred Schneider, no Kate Pearson joining in, ask what's under the rock. You skip to that part.
Please get to that part.
I'm looking it up. This is not a wedding song. It's not in my rotation right now.
Oh, you're a nut.
I will look it up right now.
You're a nut.
Don't call me a nut, sir. You put wet cash on my DJ booth right now.
Rock Lobster's top 20 wedding song all time.
What weddings? There's no wedding plays Rock Lobster.
Okay, now you're an imposter. This DJ...
We need
no
help.
Respect for Rock Lobster, any part of the song.
All right. Hey, don't start a boo chant because then I'm losing the crowd. Please. I got to keep people happy. That's my goal as a wedding DJ.
Oh, do you have the new football soccer song? The boo chant?
We love it.
Oh, boo chant.
I'll look it up. I have no clue what you're talking about.
Huge in Europe, dude. It's like number one on the terrace song charts.
The boo chant?
The boo chant.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what I think it is? Is that just a chant of people booing?
It's more than that. That's saying the Star Spangled Banner is like...
Give him some more money and then he'll find the boo chant. Honey!
Let's see here.
That's... Totally fine. I don't need any more money from your socks. I don't need any more money from your socks.
Andrew Jackson, no.
Please.
You have to keep money in your socks or else people are going to take it from you. They're going to reach into your pockets and take it from you.
Here's my lucky $2 bill that I have.
We got that at Disney in 82.
Oh, it's Disney in 82 and you've been...
Yes.
No,
I've cut up Coke lines with this $2 bill, my friend.
That sock's got athlete's
foot. You could probably get high off of it.
And Coke residual? No, I can't. I can't do that.
Anyway, let's add this $2 bill.
No, don't put that.
Susan B. Anthony.
Whoa.
Fucking John Paul, Pope John Paul.
Whoa, honey. This is so nice.
Well, he can't turn us down now.
Oh, I'm going to throw up. It smells like athlete's foot.
What the fuck is going on?
So right before this show, I'm reading online that Just for Laughs is not going to happen this year.
Why not?
To avoid bankruptcy.
Oh, man.
That, I mean, that's huge, terrible news in the comedy world.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's such a bummer.
Yeah, huh. It's a huge bummer. Oh,
man.
I didn't know they were in dire straits like that.
I didn't either.
Well, I guess I empathize. It's
yeah. Fucking,
it gave me pangs of anxiety for them. There used to be another festival too that I talk about all the time, the Aspen Comedy Festival, and it's just so good for comedians to have these big festivals to kind of work to be in and work for and be rewarded for their work.
Mm-hmm.
And then to showcase and actually be seen by the industry and that festival in Aspen and not many others actually did that.
Right.
And I'm sure it was I know it's expensive as shit. And you can imagine.
Sure.
Sketch and improv groups always had such a hard time. And I know this from producing it with them so many times. The problem was, well, if I have a stand up here, that's just one person.
Yeah.
And I can put them on a stand up show, our JFL stand up show that runs in Canada.
Yep.
What am I going to do with your 6 to 9 person improv sketch? So I always understood that. And I always empathized with that whole cold, hard fact.
Right.
But it's a bummer.
That's such a bummer.
I feel like the city of Montreal, they should supplement that festival somehow.
Right? Ooh. Like
Matt Besser says, without knowing anything about
listen up, Montreal.
And its problems. Kind of its heroin problem.
No, put it in the comedy.
Oh, that is such a bummer. Because I don't know if Canada's like this, but there are countries where it's like they have art funds.
Yeah.
You know, where the government has like a big chunk of money that's, for art.
In the United States, certainly isn't that. And I thought Canada did have that tip.
I thought they might have.
To know.
I thought they did too, because there's this filmmaker from Canada who was kind of like who kind of popped a few years ago as like a young up and comer. He was like in his 20s shooting feature films. And these feature films were very, they weren't for me, that's for sure. But it was, he was able to just constantly make these big feature films.
Yeah.
And they made no money. And I looked into it and it was because the government was subsidizing some kind of thing for their own filmmakers to keep going. And so I was like, oh, that's how that guy
keeps
fucking
dude.
With us. That makes so much sense.
It's funny how you come into that knowledge though, is like going, this is a piece of shit. How's it keep happening?
Truly, I'm like, how does this keep happening?
Did he have a style that rubbed you wrong, or was it just boring and?
Yeah, it was boring. It was for me. It was boring and self-indulgent. It was just like, oh, here are my issues with my mother. Oh, and it's just like, okay, we don't need to do this for 3 hours and 45 minutes. If it's not Dune 2,
dear God, then no.
You gotta put some. I can't watch a family drama for 3 hours. Not with this attention span. No way.
I haven't seen so many movies because they're like 2 hours or more. And people will be like, it's the greatest movie ever. I'm like, I don't care. I do not want to watch something for 2 hours and more.
Betsy, mm-hmm. I am so with you. And
it's tough.
And I've done some Broadway. I've said it. There's some Broadway where I'm like, what is fucking going on here?
Yes.
Cut some of this.
Yes.
And I feel like they're going, Well, they did charge me like a motherfucker, so maybe they feel like the guy gave me a big old thick porterhouse and then some lobster.
Right.
Like, no, man, just...
Yeah.
No,
you shouldn't... You don't need an intermission.
That's it. You don't need an intermission.
That's nuts.
I know they made Wicked into a movie. If they want me to look at it before it's released, I got some cuts.
Yeah.
Based on what I saw on Broadway.
I saw that movie that musical one time. I really enjoyed the first half. Second half, I slept the whole way through.
Betsy, I said the same thing about Wicked. I was like, at intermission, I looked over at Danielle. I was like, that should be it.
Yes. And they're making it into two movies, by the way.
It's right. Like they're making
adding to it. They're making it into two movies.
What?
So they're extending the whole thing and adding a bunch of content, apparently.
Don't movies have enough problems right now that you're going to take this overlong musical and split it into two? That's the solution?
Not even necessarily split, just fill it out even more.
Fill it out.
Yeah.
Betsy, did you need that professor character at all?
I can't even remember it.
Exactly.
No.
Oh, yep.
Just stick with the sisters the whole time.
Yes, exactly.
Huh. Okay. Did it feel like a full story at the intermission when you watched the first half?
I think I had a feeling of, okay, I see where this is going with the characters I care about, and all this other stuff is annoying the fuck out of me. There were some side stories I was like, oh my God. And I've listened to, the thing was, I've had the soundtrack for years before I ever saw the production. So I didn't really, so I knew all the songs with the original singers and loved them. And they all connected. All the songs connect in a story. You're like, okay, I get this. And then I see the actual thing and I'm like, oh my God, the actual story is so long and drawn out and boring. It should have just been an opera with the songs.
Right. Just do the songs. We have a rule now where before every show we go see, every play, every musical, anything, where it's like, we can leave an intermission.
Yeah.
And it has made going to theater so much more fun. Because if it's awesome and you want to stay, it's like, oh, hell yeah, dude. But if it's stinky, you're like, let's get out of here. We got, like, that was fine. We got what we came to get. Let's go. That's really good.
Good. You're respecting your time.
I really recommend it.
Mm-hmm. So let's cut to the, what have you seen lately, either of you? In a theater.
In a theater.
I saw the new Into the Woods, and it was really good.
Ooh. Into the Woods, the music. Oh.
Yeah,
a movie, but that's
movie.
Okay.
But never mind.
That's okay. That makes sense.
I saw Night Swim.
Oh,
a
nice.
New horror movie from Blumhouse.
Yeah.
You probably like that.
It was, I laughed a bunch. Here's a line from the movie. But I love the pool. The pool has changed my life. That's a legit line. And a man screaming that at his wife.
We cut to intermission of the 3-hour version of Night Swim. All right, folks. We're going to take a 10-minute intermission. And then we will be showing the second part of Night Swim. So if you want to go to the restroom or enjoy snacks in the lobby, now would be the time. And also, we are going to allow people to leave.
Oh. I would think that.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was like a...
Well, what do you feel, honey? Are you... I'm kind of enjoying it. I mean, they just got the pool.
Yeah, they just...
And I kind of want to see what happens with the pool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the promise of the whole thing. Right? It's a Night Swim. It was a lot of setup. A lot of setup.
Tons of setup. They looked at so many houses.
Overhear what you guys are saying. My brother... saw almost the whole thing last night. He says that even though they just got at the pool, they haven't gotten a night yet. And it takes another like half hour to get to night.
Oh my God.
Another half hour once
after the intermission.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, we were so focused on the water, we forgot about the
right, because it was morning. The birds were clearly chirping like it was morning.
Jeez, yeah, morning like a swim isn't scary at all.
No, not at all. It's nice. It's refreshing. It's a good way to start your day.
You can see what's in the water. Yeah.
Do you guys want some popcorn or any Junior Mints? I'm going to the lobby.
That's so nice of you to ask.
Honestly, yeah. Can you get a popcorn and put the Junior Mints in it? Yeah, like a little surprise. That's so nice.
Yeah. Can you do a little cup of butter as well so we can add it ourselves and dip it in? We appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you. That's so nice.
You're so sweet. Appreciate that.
You know what's wild is I was going to turn around and confront them because they had been kicking my seat the entire time.
That was the person who was kicking your seat?
I think it was. Yeah.
I remember that. They were sticking their little toes in between the little divider of the chair.
Yeah, and at one point I thought it was your hand and I like rubbed my face on it. And I was like, no, this is toes. Ew.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed, babe. I did the same thing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
My face feels disgusting.
Well, what do you think? I mean, I kind of want to know what happens at night in this pool.
Yeah.
Sorry, coming through. Swim team.
Hollywood High
swim team.
Oh, wow.
We're on a field trip to see the second half of the night swim.
Oh.
Oh, you saw the first half another time and came back?
We came on a field trip last week to see the first half, but we have a curfew.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a long film.
Yeah, it's a
training.
Wow.
We're excited. It's a Friday, so we're on a second field trip to see the second end. I can't wait because, you know, they just got to the pool.
Right. We were trying to decide if we should stay because it's already been so long.
It's been a long time in the sitter, and we have a sitter.
We didn't think we'd be out this long.
Yeah. The entire first half didn't have night or pool in it. And so it feels like a sunk cost or like we really need to commit, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
You guys are a real bummer. And honestly, you shouldn't talk to teenagers for this long.
I started it.
Yeah. You kind of.
I'm trying to pass this through to my seat.
Started it.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Dude.
There's
Here's
no way
your
those
Junior Mints and your popcorn.
Oh, thank you.
And
that's
your
so
side
nice.
Cup of butter.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so
much. Honestly, can I say something?
Sure.
I thought the side cup of butter was a little much to ask for me. Because that's a whole other thing I have to carry. And I'm getting my own stuff in the lobby.
I'm trying to get a drink
and my own stuff. I didn't get to go to the lobby just to get you guys stuff. And I spilt butter on my white slacks.
Oh, my God.
Because of course I did.
Yeah, we can see that. That's tough.
And I wish I could go for a night swim and get the butter off my pants.
Do you know what happens when they do go for a night swim?
Yeah, you could save us so much time if you just let us know what goes on. Then we could head out of here.
You know what? I do know, but fuck you two.
What?
No.
I'm just going to have to stay and find out yourself.
No. Oh, come on.
What, you're pissed about the cup of butter that you had to get on the side of a popcorn?
It's about to begin.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Now is your chance. If you are going to leave, you must leave now.
Honey, what do we do?
Not during the second part of the movie. Where they actually swim in the pool and it becomes night for a night swim.
Oh my God, honey. What do we do? I need to know what happens. But also, our child is left alone because the babysitter had to go home.
I got that text too. Oh, yes. Shit. We got to see this out. Hopefully our kid's asleep. Hopefully our kid's asleep.
The director of the film is here and would like to say a few short words.
Ooh, the director.
Wait, who? The director? Oh, great.
Night Swim is here, and we'll do a short Q&A.
Oh, my God. I love Denis Villeneuve.
Okay.
He's the best.
Hello. I hope you're enjoying my movie. And that's a whim.
He's old.
He's old. He's pretty intense.
He's pretty intense.
Are there any questions before we begin the second part of the movie, where indeed they will enjoy their pool and swim, and it will become a night?
Here, I got one that'll, like, maybe give us the answer.
How much money does it cost to fill the pool?
You got beat.
Good question. The pool is already filled when we rent the house, though. But when I was budgeting, I was considering the same kind of questions. Next question.
Oh, okay, babe. Over here. Over here.
Yes.
What?
You too.
What inspired you to make the movie Night Swim? Did something very scary happen to you while you were swimming in a pool at night?
Great question.
Thank you.
It is a very good question. Thank you. A scary thing did happen to me.
Here we go.
It was not at night, though.
Oh.
It was in the middle of the day, high noon. And it was actually nowhere near water.
Oh, come on.
Excuse me. Are you disappointed in the origin of my story?
Well, a little.
I'm not going to lie. Yes, a little bit.
Well, then maybe you should leave.
Honey,
I'm sorry, but you're going to have to leave, and we now must begin the second part of Night Swim. I'm sorry, you two, you're going to have to leave.
Oh my God. But what happens?
What happens
when they swim in the pool at night?
I sign an NDA before the show.
What? NDA?
They're making you. Honey, this makes me want to know even more then.
I know. Ow, he's got my hand behind my back.
Oh, my God.
To the parking lot 3 hours after the show. They've been on the phone with the babysitter coming with more excuses for why they have to.
We see them,
people start to exit.
honey, the movie's over. We'll be there in like probably
so
30 minutes.
30 minutes, 30 minutes.
And scary. I know, it's scary and such a good story.
What happened? What happened when they started swimming in the pool? What?
Well, yeah, it's
said,
us.
Oh, you two. I recognize you guys from the Q&A. The movie.
Cool. What happened?
But we weren't allowed to see the last half. Could you just, what happened? Yeah, let us know.
Well, a lot happened.
Okay.
I mean, it's weird that I could get all the enjoyments of watching all the seasons of The Sopranos all in one night.
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the way I can put it. It was like Game of Thrones sprinkled on top.
What?
Yeah. But a horror like The Shining, like all the classics.
Oh, my God. Those are all the best.
Oh, my
God.
What's your favorite horror movie?
It Follows.
Of all time. It Follows.
We love It Follows.
We love It Follows because sometimes we look behind us and go, I think.
There was so much It Follows in it.
Wait, really?
In the original way.
Wait, what?
I kept whispering that to my partner.
You
Isn't
did?
This It Follows, but in an original way?
No way. Seriously?
He did. He kept whispering that to me. And I was like, it is like It Follows. Wait, what?
That's so cool.
Oh my God.
It was like It Follows meets The Shining.
No.
It's all those other things.
Oh.
But in a night swim.
In a night swim. Oh my God. Did we make the biggest mistake of our life right now?
I think we did.
All right, you two. I heard you're out in the parking lot. You got to move it along.
What? Come on. This has to be public property,
yeah,
man.
You don't own the parking lot.
Back home where the babysitter is pissed. It's fucking hours past. Hi there.
Oh, hey, Brittany.
I got to go home.
Yeah,
my parents are mad at me.
We're sorry, Brittany.
We're so sorry. We had the worst night.
We had a bad night.
Well, at least you got to see that movie. Wasn't it great? I saw it last night.
You saw it?
You saw the whole film?
Oh, yeah. All my friends did. It's the best film out right now. Everyone's
what happens when
about.
They go swimming in the pool at night? What happens,
You're not going
Brittany?
Anywhere. I'm grabbing your legs.
Lock the door, honey. Lock the door.
And then they... they torture her and murder her, and this all of a sudden this is and they drown her in the pool, and this is the second act of Night Swim.
And they're
watching themselves on this Amazon Prime pre-release and seeing all the murder that they did.
Oh my God.
Absolutely breathtaking.
It's perfect. It is like It Follows.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show. Exclusively available at improvforhumans.com.
And seeing humans, it's kind of true. All around us, the pillars are falling, but we still try. And that's why, humans, please subscribe to Improv for Humans. That's a good step. Only $40 to support the improv community, even in a small way. There's at least 40 improvisers that get paid by this show, right, Brett Morris?
That's right.
40 to 50. That's keeping improv alive and paid, unlike those vegan restaurants. In between the tables.
So funny. Between the tables, man.
But please, you are comedians still alive in the comedy world. Tell us what your podcasts are, where you want to be seen and found on the platforms of social media.
I have two podcasts. One is called A Funny Feeling. And the other one is called We Love Trash. You should check them both out. They're very fun.
Ooh.
Come awesome. On.
I have a podcast called Black Guys on White Movies. It's we're going to come back eventually. One of our members just had a kid, and that's causing a little bit of a hiccup in the scheduling, but we're going to be back soon. We're going to be back with the whitest movies you can watch and dissecting them.
What's the whitest movie you've watched? Yeah. Let's hear some so far.
Ooh, okay. So last time I mentioned Hoosiers, we watched that.
I love Hoosiers. That's very white. It's a fully white basketball team.
Yeah, fully white basketball team succeeding.
But also playing really boring basketball, and it's almost the end of the movie.
That's so true. It's the most like skeet, walking around. You can hear the shoes. Like, just very fun basketball.
Keep going.
The other movies are like It's a Wonderful Life, of course. Like the classics.
That's a classic white person.
Yes. Oh.
Classically.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's
give
a good
us some
time.
More. Give us some more.
Ooh, I'm trying to remember the really good ones. We watched Tiny Furniture not too long ago. It's like the modern Lena Dunham's first movie.
Right.
You know, believe it or not, very white film.
Yeah.
And, we watched, what did we watch? Any classic.
Yeah.
We watched a bunch of Clint Eastwood movies.
Yes.
Dirty Harry, of course. And yeah, just a ton. It's crazy to think.
That's fun.
You could just name one and it's yeah, it'll be probably a white movie.
Do you focus more on like a literal white cast or like the essence of a white movie? Like
it's both. It's like who is this made for?
Right.
And who created it? Who's in front of the camera, behind the camera?
Mm-hmm.
We do for what type of white person is this movie made? And it's just it's a lot of like, especially the Clint
Have you guys
movies.
Ever seen Gaslight, where the term Gaslight comes from? The movie?
No.
It's a great movie. And so few people have seen it, but that's what the movie is about. It's about this man making this woman feel like she's going insane. And which is the real term. People almost use it like you're a liar now, but it's really more, I'm making someone feel like they're crazy. Like
Ooh, right.
Angela Lansbury is in it. I'll see
it
that.
Is so
I'm definitely
good.
Watching it.
This guy talks like this. Paula, yes, I hear no sounds in the attic, Paula. You
Whoa.
Hear something? No, Paula, Ooh. There are no sounds.
Oof. Yeah, okay.
Troublemaker right there.
Yeah.
I call my
news.
Wife Paula all the time. Paula. This dog has not been taken for a walk, Paula. Okay, keeping human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts, and come chat with us on the Discord. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction, and lots more comedy.